Let's switch gears right now and go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with our very special guest, as we do every Wednesday. Kristen's joining us right now, the training facilitator at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Kristen, thanks for the time as always. I want to unpack this. What are employees going to be looking for, in your opinion, in the next 5 years?
Yeah, you know, I'm always looking at this kind of information because I think it's really important. So I'm always, you know, looking it up, reading articles about it. And what I notice that comes up again and again are really just these soft skills, these, you know, sometimes we call them essential skills. At the top of the list is analytical skills, creative thinking, self-awareness is actually a big one, curiosity, and like a commitment to learning new things. So these are the things that come up over and over again and all the things that I read.
Those are skills, though, I don't see listed very often on job postings, it seems like.
I know, it doesn't. So it's weird because I do think that these skills can sometimes be a little bit hidden on job postings. I think that sometimes employers can be maybe a little vague when it comes to soft skills or these essential skills. You know, you might just see the words like excellent communicator or maybe problem solver when they're describing their ideal candidate. They usually don't come right out and say those soft skills specifically. I saw a job posting recently and it said ability to self-manage priorities and opposing demands. And, you know, you kind of have to think about it and go, okay, what does that actually mean? I think they're looking for someone who has good time management skills or maybe who is organized when they say that.
And this is kind of off subject just for a second. If AI is looking at all of these resumes, I mean, when do you actually add words that would get their attention when it comes to those soft skills?
You know, I think that, so for example, you know, when you see those things that just simply say excellent communicator or, you know, self-managing priorities, those kinds of things, I think the best thing to do is to also get a little bit creative with your description of what those skills actually look like. So I brought an example actually of what I put on my own resume because it's something I've been thinking about a lot. So I saw a job posting recently and it said they're looking for someone who could, quote, speak the language of participants. Again, a kind of a communication skill. So what I did was I wrote a proven ability to speak the language of participants by continuously seeking verbal feedback, tailoring content, collecting data, and so on. So kind of what I did was I took like the beginning of their bullet point, the speak the language part, and then I filled in the rest with what that actually looks like and what I know how to do. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, excellent communicative skills there in employing that phrase. I love it. Where can job seekers go to learn more about incorporating these skills in their resumes, Kristen?
Yeah, so of course, I'm going to say, join me for a resume workshop. I teach 2 resume workshops every month. I'm actually thinking about adding a third one next month, so maybe a new workshop. But they are live online sessions. I try to make them interactive. We also do resume review services here at the Workforce Center, and that's a one-on-one in-person service that we offer. So I would highly recommend going to our website, ppwfc.org. And I'm learning more about those different workshops or those resume review services.
And naturally, it's like $50,000 to take advantage of those services, right?
Of course. No. So all of our services are completely free.
Okay.
Even if you're not unemployed, you know, a lot of times people think, oh, I'm not unemployed, so I can't use the Workforce Center. That's not true. So anybody in our community can use the Workforce Center for free.
When you were talking about your own resume, your bosses were raising their eyebrows, so I hope that didn't cause any problems there. Anyway, Kristen, thanks for joining us as always. We'll look forward to next Wednesday. Time always flies by. I mean, it just seems like yesterday was Wednesday. But anyway, take care. Thanks for joining us as always.
Thank you so much.